by students for students. This is USA Votes 2016.
Welcome back. It's getting really tense now, isn't it, Chuck?
Donald is on the verge of the White House. Quite unbelievable, really. Quite remarkable. And after taking Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, states we just simply weren't really expecting Trump to take.
I don't think we were ready for Florida. I think that was one of the main ones we were really shocked about, I think, when it came through.
And now the BBC have Trump on 228 and Clinton on 209, but CNN currently reports Trump on 254, just 16 votes away from the White House.
That could be one state that he gets and that's it then, isn't
it? And that is it. Game over. Over to Jeff with the latest.
Thank you very much. And as we've been saying, Donald Trump is the front runner for the race to the White House. He has added Florida to his collection of conquests, and in an incredibly tight race, Trump won the state by 1.4% of the vote, which takes him to within touching distance of the White House. Attention now turns to potential swing states in Wisconsin, Michigan, New Hampshire, and to the Midwest in Nevada. The Republicans are expected to hold the Senate tonight and have already held control of the House of Representatives, along with Trump's recent victories in Utah and Iowa. Meanwhile, the state of California has voted to legalize the recreational use of marijuana, and it's paving the way for the largest commercial marijuana market in the US. Meanwhile, Asian stocks have fallen following the early results from the poll suggesting that Donald Trump would be likely to win the election.
Thanks, Jeff. Yep, you heard it here first. The big, big news at the moment. Donald Trump is on the verge of taking the White House. What are our thoughts about that, Chloe? It's something really, if you think about going back to June 2015, when Trump announced that he was running for this presidential election, many people just laughed at him, really. And here we are.
And here we are. He is, how many votes by the CNN? It was 16, did we just say?
Yeah, 16 off it, according to the CNN. Obviously unconfirmed reports, but on the verge.
On the verge, it's nearly there. So I'm not sure how long we'll be staying up longer, but it might be another half an hour. And then it's all going to go at one point.
Yeah, and we're just waiting for that magic 270 mark, really. And as we said, it's not too far away now, with Trump also expected to take a number of those swing states to take him over the mark and create absolute history, it must be said, in the US.
It will be monumental for American politics.
And we're now going over to Jason in Washington, D.C., I believe. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm very well. It's almost come to the end, this historic and momentous night that we're here reporting on from the United States of America. And as you say in that section I've just heard over the phone, it's looking like it will be Donald Trump in the White House. It's not all set in stone yet, but if I am a bit of a betting man, I haven't betted on this election, but my money would definitely be on Trump in the position he finds himself in now. He's picked up the majority of these key swing states that he's needed. He's up in Georgia, which has just turned red on the screen I'm looking at here. CNN reporting that Donald Trump has taken Georgia. He's got Wisconsin also possibly to come into the bank as well. So it's looking very much like this is Donald Trump's night, and it's incredible to witness this happening here in the United States of America.
So Hillary secured Washington. Do you think that she will get enough state votes, or do you think it's definitely going to be Trump, do you think, in your opinion?
It's looking at everywhere you try and do the sums that you just end up with Trump on top. There's been one projection on CNN where actually has them build line neck and neck, and from talking to my colleagues here at the University of Maryland, what happens in that case is it goes to the House of Representatives. Now, if you've been I don't know how much you've been following that in the coverage tonight, but the House of Representatives tonight has been secured as Republican. So if it does get to that Senate of a neck and neck race, which you can't see Hillary winning with the projections I've done, so the best she can get is a tie. She's not even going to win in that sense, because it goes to the House of Representatives and a Republican House is going to vote in their candidate, Donald Trump. So unfortunately, it's a damaging night for Hillary Clinton. It's a damaging night for the Democrats, and for a lot of American people, they're left waking up tomorrow morning wondering what's happened to their country.
Jason, how big a shift do you think this is in not just US politics? This is it's the US presidency we're talking about here. On a world event, how big a scale are we seeing of sheer shock? We saw Brexit this year, but as Trump mentioned himself, this is Brexit plus plus.
Exactly. It's just a follow-on, a carry-on from what that's happened. And it's going to send shockwaves all around the world. And we're going to only have, we're just going to have to wait and see what it actually means. There's real shortfalls in some of Donald Trump's policies. He's going to be the first candidate to never really release any form of tax returns. And this country's going to be so divided now, so split, how we've seen it in Britain. Again, like Nigel Farage said, times such a large number in intensity and passion. This campaign's been going on for a year and a half. Brexit lasted a couple of months, the campaign. This is a year and a half of debate and cynicism and anger going into this. And it just stops dead on this day. And the result's done. And with democracy, that's how it works. They've got to move on and try and deal with it the best they can.
And yeah, we can confirm with you, Jason, Trump has taken Georgia. So that's 16 electoral votes. That takes him up to the BBC count of 244. Clinton struggling now on 209. So with the BBC reporting, Trump only 26 votes away now from the White House, and Clinton can merely only tie on 269 and send it to the House of Representatives. But as we've seen with projections already, it looks like with 41 states already called, this could be Trump's day.
Yep, absolutely. It looks like a clean sweep for the Republicans, and you wouldn't have found many people saying that just a few hours ago.
Okay, thank you very much, Jason. That's lovely from you now. And over to you, Kaylee. Breaking news reveals that Canadian immigration site, believe it or not, has crashed after US citizens tried to access it. Kaylee, what, could you give us more on this issue? What exactly is going on?
Yeah, so it seems that the actual official website for citizenship and immigration in Canada has stopped working, apparently because of the large number of people looking to leave the country following the discovery of Donald Trump gaining more electoral votes than perhaps expected. Canada's website would usually offer ways of applying either to live in or become a citizen of the country. But all of those people trying to access it are only able to actually see a long loading page and no access to the website itself. I think it goes without saying that a lot of people need to be on a website in order for it to crash, so it seems that a vast amount of US citizens are seriously thinking through migration options. Similar pressure to leave the country was seen in the wake of the UK's Brexit vote earlier on this year.
Thanks, Kaylee. Yeah, it's quite remarkable, really, when you consider on an election night, election results, that there's people crossing the border, well, at least trying to, unconfirmed reports there. We're joined with Roman now. Roman, any thoughts on this? Apparently US citizens trying to cross the Canadian border.
Yeah, I think that's just the beginning, isn't it? It's quite an extraordinary day. I mean, let's pause for a moment and think about what we've just seen happen. I mean, this is a guy who went against his own party. He alienated everybody in sort of the traditional institutional base of his own party. He rejected all kinds of traditional, conventional targeting of voters. He didn't have a great ground base, ground game. So this is, we were witnessing the emergence of a new paradigm of politics. And it's interesting to think of what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, Trump is going to appoint new Supreme Court justices. He's going to have a free hand with a Republican-controlled Congress. So that's going to set the agenda for the next, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next few generations. So it's quite a historic moment. I would say probably one of the three, four most important moments of the last 30, 40 years.
Okay, thank you, Roman. And when you consider there's actual US citizens on an election night crossing the border, just explain to us what will happen. What do you think will happen tomorrow morning when the Americans wake up and they see that Donald Trump is their new president? Obviously, we saw this year with Brexit, a lot of people took to the streets in peaceful protests, Remain campaigners. Do you see any violence erupting tomorrow morning? Anything going on protest-wise?
Well, I think, you know, with any campaign that is so polarizing, like with Brexit, I mean, obviously, this is sort of Brexit on steroids. It's sort of Brexit cubed. You know, it's not just as simple because it's huge, it's global, it's millions of people involved, and it's much more acrimonious. So I don't know if there's going to be violence, but certainly you will see half of the country being completely depressed and very disappointed, and the other half feeling very energized. And the half that feels energized is the half that is the most aggressive towards certain minorities. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see a certain change in behavior in the culture and sort of racism or xenophobia or sexism becoming much more legitimized across the entire country. And that's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, and obviously this whole issue with race, Islam, which Trump has touched upon constantly throughout his campaign, sure, is surely now only going to be exaggerated by the fact,
sure,
the amount of power he has, and the implications for this surely are just catastrophic.
But also it's the sense that the people are who, opinion polls fail repeatedly to capture. I mean, you know, we've seen the complete failure of an entire industry of political communication, marketing, and capturing those people. And these people feel now that they have a voice, that they, you know, they speak on, you know, their voices in the ballot, their vote. And now they will feel that they have power and that they can go out to their communities and, you know, get revenge for all the grievances that they have over the past few decades.
So why do you think that people actually voted for Trump? Because obviously they voted yesterday,
sure,
or in their time. Because he has some extreme policies, sure, in a way. So why do you think that they decided to choose Hillary over, choose Trump over Hillary?
I mean, you know, the conventional thought is that they hated Hillary. But to be honest, I think any candidate would have faced the same fate probably. It's not just to do with America. This is exactly the same pattern we saw with Brexit. This is exactly the same pattern we're seeing with the rise of populist parties and governments elsewhere. So it's not just about immigration. It's not just about the economy. It is about having that sense of losing control, of globalization being unstoppable, of losing your identity. It's sort of what a philosopher called Zygmunt Bauman called liquid modernity, where you don't really know where you are and who you are anymore, and you're not in control of your life. So people are reacting very emotionally to that, and that's why he won.
How big an impact do you think this has? You mentioned globalization. Mm. How far and wide will this election result go? Obviously, with a lot has been mentioned about China and the links with Russia, etc. How far does this globally?
This is huge. Globally? This is going to set the agenda for the next. I mean, this is going to change everything. I mean, we're going to start with superficial things like the markets tomorrow are going to crash probably, and then you're going to have he will need to staff the cabinet and sort of diplomatic positions around the world and sort of just put a whole bureaucracy, power bureaucracy in place. And who is he going to pick for these positions? And then it is about his approach to Russia, his approach to ISIS, his approach to other allies, for example, China. So I think it's going to affect the entire range of international affairs. And also, I mean, the immediate effect is going to be people around the world feeling very worried about America and where it's going to head. So it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy where people's worry is going to just sort of make this even more charged than it already is. So this is the start of something quite extreme.
Going back to our relationship with the US, how do you think it's going to change, or do you think it's going to be, are we going to have a better relationship with the US if Trump gets it, or if Hillary wins? What do you think? Do you think the relationship will change?
I think Trump is much more unpredictable. So, I mean, obviously, we know that Clinton would have followed a much more conventional sort of special relationship type of approach to the relationship with Britain. I mean, it's very hard to say what Trump would do. Obviously, in a sort of superficial level, he seems to be more favorable towards Britain leaving the EU. But that's not really, doesn't really go to the core of issues. So I think he's very unpredictable, and that is actually what the world doesn't need right now. You need stability and you need sort of stable leadership. And this guy is somebody who has never held public office before. So we are in uncharted territory, basically.
Okay, thank you very much, Roman. Unbelievable, really. It's now 1:01 and we're on the verge. 509 days on since announcing the most unlikely of successful presidential campaigns. We've seen Trump rallies, explosive primary races, and now we are on the verge of seeing Donald Trump take the White House. And it's now back over to our TV coverage to wrap us up. bring those final votes as Trump takes the White House.
USA Votes 2016.